Parshas Bamidbar, Baruchim Aboim B'Shem Hashem. We would like to discuss a little bit this evening what seems an innocuous pasuk, and we will see Be'ezus Hashem that there are Dvarim Gdoilim, Dvarim Nisgovim that really lie behind the Yesodus of this pasuk. In the beginning of Parshas Bamidbar, Klal Yisrael are counted. And initially the Torah writes every single Shevet and their Nasi, and it goes through them one by one and counts Shevet by Shevet. In Perek Aleph, in Pasuk Mem Zayin, it says, V'halaviyim lemate avoysom. The Leviim, according to the Shevet, following their fathers, loy hospoktu b'soichom, were not counted amongst them. So every other Shevet was counted, and indeed was counted, as we know, Lebeis Avoisom. We always follow the Yichus of the Father. But the Leviim, Lemate Avoisom, were not counted. There is a Sefer called Sifsei Kohen. The Sifsei Kohen is sometimes confused with the Shach on Shulchan Aruch, even though the Shach also has a Sefer called Sifsei Kohen, but it's not the same. The Sifsei Kohen al HaTorah was authored by a Ben Doir, somebody who lived in the same generation really as the Beis Yosef, a Talmud of the Beis Yosef, and he has a Sefer Sifsei Kohen, and he asks the following questions. Why is it necessary indeed for the Torah to have to point out that Shevet Levi were not counted? If you look at the Psukim, you will see quite clearly that every Shevet is mentioned, and Shevet Levi are not. So it's overwhelmingly evident and clear that indeed Shevet Levi are not counted. So why does the Torah have to emphasize Shevet Levi were not counted? Look at the Shvatim, you'll see Reuven, Shimon, Yehuda, Yisachar. Moreover, you will notice in the Psukim that Ephraim and Manasseh are counted separately. And we know the rule. There always has to be 12 Shvatim. Whenever Levi are considered one of the Shvatim, then Yosef can only be considered one Shevet, and that's where you have 12. If Ephraim and Manasseh are considered separately, well then I have my 12 even without Levi. So again, the Torah does not need to point out that Levi were not counted. Obviously they weren't counted because it says 12 Shvatim, Shevet Manasseh, and Shevet Ephraim included. So why is the Torah pointing out that Shevet Levi were not counted? And furthermore, that whole Loshon, V'halavim lemate avoysom loy hospoktu. Why are those words necessary? It could have just said, and the Leviim were not counted. Why must it point out that the Leviim were not counted, lemate avoisom, following their fathers? So this whole subject, why does the Torah need to point it out? Why is it being mentioned and emphasized that Shevet Levi were not counted? Is something that we need to examine. Now, the Sifsei Kohen not only asks the questions, he also gives the answers. But before we see his answers, I think we need to make a very important hakdama, which we'll see sheds a lot of light on big yesodos with regard to the Shibud Mitzrayim, the purpose of the Shibud Mitzrayim, and Shevet Levi's role therein. Let us begin with a medrash. This is a Yalkut Shemoini that says a very big chiddush. Yisroi was not zeicha to partake in Maimed Har Sinai. There is actually a discussion in the Gemara at which point did Yisroi in fact join Klal Yisrael. But even according to the opinion that he joined Klal Yisrael before Matan Torah, the Medrash says that he did not partake, more accurately, was not allowed to partake in Maimed Har Sinai. Why not? So the Medrash says a remarkable thing. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Bonai, my children were meshubodin betit v'levenim. My children were enslaved with bricks and mortar in Mitzrayim. Yisroel at the time was living very peacefully, serenely and securely in his home. He cannot partake in Matan Torah. That medrash is a very puzzling medrash. What on earth has the Shibud in Mitzrayim got to do with the Zuchus to partake or not partake in Matan Torah? It's true, undeniable. Yisroel had no part to play in the Shibud Mitzrayim. Why does that disqualify him from being a bystander or a participant in Maimed Har Sinai? Now, the interesting thing is, we know that Klal Yisrael at the time of Maimed Har Sinai comprised also of the Eruv Rav. The Eruv Rav were also not part of the Shibud, and indeed, the Sifsei Kohen, the very sefer we mentioned before, actually says that the Eruv Rav also did not partake in Maimed Har Sinai. For the same reason that Yisroel could not participate, neither could the Eruv Rav, i.e., whoever was not involved in the Shibud Mitzrayim has no place in being a member of Maimed Har Sinai. And the obvious question is, firstly, why are those two things dependent on each other? Why, in order to qualify to be a participant in the great Maimed of Matan Torah, did you first have to go through the Shibud in Mitzrayim? Furthermore, and here comes the big question, what about Shevet Levi? Shevet Levi also did not participate in the Shibud of Mitzrayim. Rashi says so quite clearly ala Torah. You see, he says that Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen, who were both members of Shevet Levi, Yoitzim uboim shaloi barashus. They seem to enter Paro's palace at will. One second. How were they able to enter the palace? Why were they not working in the field? Says Rashi, because Meleches Shibud Mitzrayim loy hoisa al Shevet Levi. Shevet Levi were not subject to this. And in fact, the Daz Zaken in Bala Atosis points out that the reason is it's a medrash. And they said, we are the tribe who are destined to be working for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, carrying the Mishkan, Cholila, Chas V'Sholom, that we should do work for Pare. And indeed, they refused to work and did not participate in the Shibud. So here comes the big question. If Shevet Levi were not involved in the Shibud Mitzrayim, how were they allowed to be there at Maimed Har Sinai? Why are they any better than Yisroel or the Erev Rav? If indeed the Medrash teaches us that for some reason, which we haven't yet explained, but for some reason, in order to be a qualified participant at Maimed Har Sinai, you first have to have gone through the Shibud of Mitzrayim. That did not refer to Yisroel, neither did it apply to the Erev Rav, and indeed, they were not there at Maimed Har Sinai. So what about Shevet Levi? Shevet Levi were also not involved in the Shibud. So why were they allowed to be standing at Sinai at the Zman of Kabbalah Satira? An enormous question. I think that a very simple teretz can be suggested. And indeed, just this morning, I found this teretz in a sefer that we've quoted once or twice in the past, maybe more than that, sefer which is very choviv olai, Yerech L'moyadim. This is authored by one of the Rosh Hashivas in Lakewood, Rabbi Yerucham Olshin, a grandson-in-law of Rabbi Aaron Kotler, Zecher Tzadik Levracha. He has a beautiful set of sforim, and we have quoted from his sforim a number of times, and I see he has a lengthy maimon, he says this very vot. We really need to go back to basics and ask the question of all questions, what, in fact, was the purpose of Shibud Mitzrayim in the first place? This was all foretold by HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Bris Bein Absarim. This is what's going to happen to Klal Yisrael. And the one word question is, of course, why? Why? For what purpose? So we know that the clue to answering this question is a pasuk in Parshas Vayeschanan, because in Parshas Vayeschanan it describes Mitzrayim as a Kur HaBarzel. What's a Kur HaBarzel? A great furnace or crucible in which you melt the metal, and that way it can be fashioned into shape. Klal Yisrael were fashioned into shape and were prepared in the great crucible that was Mitzrayim. And the Shloah HaKadosh, and really this is the great Yesod, the Shloah HaKadosh writes, Rotzo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lahatbia Belibom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to ingrain in their hearts Inyan Avdus. What does it mean to be an Eved? Why? Kedei, so that sheyeh lohem nekel, so that it should be easier for them afterwards, la'avoidas ha'boire yisporach ulekayim ha'toiro. Klal Yisrael are on the brink of bimekayim, bimekabel the toiro, and becoming avdei Hashem. But they first need a training ground. They need the crucible to shape them into being avodim. Learn what does it mean to be an eved. Why did they have to go through Mitzrayim? The answer is Mitzrayim was a preparation for Kabbalah HaTorah in becoming avdei Hashem. You cannot possibly become an eved of Hashem if in fact you don't know what it means to be an eved at all. Their training ground in becoming an eved, to familiarize themselves with the whole concept of Avdus, that took place in Mitzrayim. And in fact, the opening words at Matan Torah are, of course, Onoichi Hashem Eloikecho, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Asher Hoitzei Sicho Me'eretz Mitzrayim Mi'beis Avodim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not say, I am HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the one who created the world. No, I am HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the one who took you out of Mitzrayim, Mibeis Avodim. Clearly referring to the fact that that's where you learned how to become an Eved. That was the whole Tachlis in the Golos of Mitzrayim. As HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, take out this nation, and then Ta'avdun Esar Elohim Al Hohor Hazeh. They will become Avodim, Ta'avdun, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on this very mountain. Which mountain is this referring to? Har Sinai. Shibud Mitzrayim was a preparation in becoming Avdei Hashem and Kabbalah HaTorah at Sinai. We have mentioned a number of times in the past the famous Medrash that Paro was running around on the night of Geulas Mitzrayim, wanting to release Klal Yisrael for fear of death, being a Bechayer himself. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, no, we will not leave until you enunciate the following words, and you had to indeed do so. Ein atem avodah, you are no longer my slaves, Elo avdei Hashem. This was the grand finale. 210 years of slave labor were all a lead up to that sentence. That Paro should say, you are no longer my Avodim, you are now Avdei Hashem. But you only became Avdei Hashem by first becoming my Avodim. That had to be the Kur HaBarzel. Ta'avdun Es Elohim. You have to become Avodim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu at Har Sinai. And that's why on Har Sinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I am HaKadosh Baruch Hu who took you out of Mitzrayim Mibeis Avodim. That was your training ground. That's where you learned to become Avodim. And if that's the case, then we understand very beautifully that pshat in the Medrash. if you didn't take part in the Shibud Mitzrayim, then you have no place at Matan Torah, because you haven't done your training. You don't know what it means to be an Eved. Yisroi, for all his pure intentions in the world, but you are living safely and securely, whilst Klal Yisroel vayimoraru es chayeyem ba'avoido kosher. They knew, they learned the hard way what it means to be an Eved. You, Yisroi, did not. I'm sorry, therefore, you have no place at Matan Torah. The Erev Rav, despite their intentions in wanting to join Klal Yisroel, but I'm sorry to say, you didn't have a part in the Shibud. The Shibud Mitzrayim, the whole participation in Matan Torah, is absolutely contingent on first having learned what it means to be an Eved. And if you didn't do so, then I'm afraid you have no part to play in Matan Torah. I think that we have a Biur Nifla in that Medrash. But we had another question. We asked two questions. Why are the two contingent on each other? We've answered that. But what about Shevet Levi? That was our second question. Shevet Levi also did not play a role in the Shibud. Pare released them from work. So why are they allowed to participate in the Maimed of Matan Torah? And the answer is, what was Shevet Levi doing whilst the rest of Klal Yisrael were working? We know what Yisroi was doing. The Medrash says so quite clearly. The Medrash says, with regard to Yisroi, that Yisroi was sitting in his bayis, the betach, the hashkate, serenely, securely, living the happy life. But what about Shevet Levi? What were they doing in Mitzrayim? We know what they were not doing. They were not involved in the work in the field. Does that mean they were also living the good life? Chazal tell us, let me read you the words of the Mabit. Shevet Levi hayu toifsim yeshiva b'mitzrayim v'oiskim b'atayro. They were also working hard, very hard. Albeit not begashmias, they were working beruchnias, learning Torah all day. The Ramban al HaTorah says that this was the minhag of every nation, liyos lohem chachomim moirei Torah. You always have to have those who guide religiously. And that was the function of Shevet Levi, and that's why Paroi allowed Shevet Levi not to participate in the Shibud. Because that's the law. That's the minhag. You have to leave some part of the nation who are going to be the spiritual and religious leaders, and that is Shevet Levi. They did not sit in Mitzrayim with their feet up. They were there learning Torah. And the Chizkuni says so quite clearly, that while Shevet Levi were in Mitzrayim, Rak b'Torah, hoyu kol iskehem, all of their activities, they were involved in nothing else but Esek HaTorah. Esek HaTorah. If that's the case, I think we have answered our question. Shevet Levi were not involved in the Shibud. And if they were not involved in the Shibud, how were they allowed to participate in Matan Torah? They've had an easy life. They are l'chayra, exactly the same as Yisroi and the Erev Rav. And the answer is, they are absolutely not the same as Yisroi and the Erev Rav. Because Yisroi lived an easy, secure, luxurious life. And he didn't know what it means to be hard working and to be an Eved. Well, if that's the case, how on earth are you going to be an Eved of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Levi knew exactly what it means to be an Eved, because they'd spent 200 years learning hard. It doesn't say they were loymed Torah, it says they were oisik b'Torah. Constant involvement, non-stop in hard work. What type of work? Not physical work, spiritual work. They were absolutely prepared for Matan Torah. They knew exactly what it was to be an Eved. They knew exactly what it was to undertake hard work, and therefore indeed they could be members of Maimed Har Sinai. In further depth, I just want to mention perhaps briefly, this I saw also in that Sefer in Yerach Lemoyadim. He explains, and this is very profound, that Chazal tell us that all the way back from Adam HaRishon, when Adam HaRishon sinned with the Eitz Hadas, there was a tumor, a zuama, that infiltrated the guf of Adam HaRishon, and every single person who was a descendant of his, which means all of humanity, were injected with this tumor. And as long as you have that tumor in you, you cannot be an Eved Hashem. And that tumor was alleviated, this is the way the Ramchal explains, through working hard in Mitzrayim. So it's not just they learned to be an Eved, but more deeply, they alleviated themselves, they relieved themselves of this tumor, which was preventing become an Eved Hashem. Shevet Levi did exactly the same by learning Torah. When they learned Torah, that also, the Mefarshim explain, also relieved themselves of that tumor. And thereby, they too became worthy participants in Maimed Har Sinai. So either way, I think we have now a full explanation. And this, as I mentioned, is very, very fundamental in understanding the whole purpose of Shibud Mitzrayim. Shibud Mitzrayim was not, chas v'shalom, a random, unfortunate event, but rather it was all orchestrated by the Ribbono shel Olam in preparing Klal Yisrael to become Avdei Hashem. Know what it means to become an Eved. Because if you don't, you cannot possibly become an Eved of Hashem, you cannot possibly be Mekabel the Torah. And indeed, therefore, Yisroi and the Erev Rav, who did not participate in the Shibud, could by definition not associate themselves, therefore, with a Maimed of Matan Torah. Shevet Levi, however, although they didn't undergo the physical Shibud, but by virtue of the fact that they sat for years and years, hundreds of years learning Torah, they knew exactly what it was. What does it mean to be a true Eved Hashem? And that's why they were worthy participants. They indeed could stand there by Sinai at Maimed of Matan Torah. So now let's come back to where we started. In Parashas Bamidbo, in our parasha, as mentioned, all of Klal Yisrael are counted except for Shevet Levi. Shevet Levi are not counted. It's quite clear that that's the case when you read the Psukim. So the question was asked, why does the Torah need to point out that Levi, Shevet Levi, Loi Hospoktu, they were not counted? You can see quite clearly they were not counted. It's overwhelmingly obvious from the Psukim. And furthermore, why does the Torah say v'halavim lemate avoisom, following their fathers, were not counted? Why are those words necessary? So let's come back now to the Sifsei Kohen, who was the one who posed the question in the first place, and listen to this quite remarkable interpretation of a pasuk. If you go all the way back to the beginning of the parasha, when Klal Yisrael are about to be counted, and it says, Su'u es roish kol adas b'nei Yisrael, count all of Klal Yisrael, l'mishpachosom, l'veis avoisom. That's the first time that we encounter this phrase of l'veis avoisom. What does it mean that Klal Yisrael are counted, l'veis avoisom? The Sifsei Kohen says a remarkable pshat. I think we all remember in Parashas Pinchas, the famous Rashi. There was a family called Chanoich. And what does the Torah refer to them as in Parashas Pinchas? HaChanoichi. That's not their name. Their name is Chanoich. There's an extra He and there's an extra Yud. That's the name of Hashem, Yud He. HaKadosh Baruch Hu attached his name to every single family in Klal Yisrael. Why so? So Rashi says, because the Goyim were mocking Klal Yisrael. And they were saying that if the Mitzrayim were able to be Meshabed the Jews in a physical sense in Mitzrayim, then surely they were able to overcome their wives as well. Which means that there was mass znus that occurred in Mitzrayim. This was the claim, the erroneous claim of the Goyim. So who's to say that there really is a proper yichus over here in Klal Yisrael? Yes, we might well know who the mother is, but who's to say the father is the person who you think it is? Maybe it was a goy in Mitzrayim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm attaching my name to every member and every family in Klal Yisrael. Meyid ani aleihem. Who's to say? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to say. Sheheim b'nei avoisehem. They are indeed the children of their father, and that's the pasuk. They are the shivtei ko. Ko is spelt yud hei. That's the famous Rashi in Parshas Pinchas. Says the sifsei koyein. He quotes a medrash, and this is quite remarkable. The goyim, as mentioned, were mocking Klal Yisrael. We know who the mother is. Who's to say who the father is? So the Medrash says a phenomenal thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu summoned the Malach, who is in charge of all conception and pregnancy, and told the Malach to ensure that all of Klal Yisrael look an absolute striking image of their father. That was HaKadosh Baruch Hu's instruction to the Malach. And that would obviously then dismiss once and for all the Taina. Who's to say that their father is really the father? And the answer is, have a look at them and you will see they look exactly like their father. Says the Sifsei Koyein, unbelievable. That's what it means. Su'u es roish kol adas b'nei Yisrael mishpachoysom lebeis avoysom. What does it mean, lebeis avoysom? By looking at the father, they are absolutely attributed and misyaches to the father because you can see the likeliness. You can see they look exactly like each other, as orchestrated by this malach, as instructed by the Rabbeinu Shalom. That's what it means, leves avoisam. Leves avoisam means that their yichus does indeed go to the father, not as the goyim tainers. But if the goyim were meshabed the guf, then l'choyah they were meshabed the noshim as well. No, their yichus can be attributed to the father. Says the sifsei koyei, now we bring this all to a full circle. There was one shaver who were not involved in the shibud. And who was that? Shevet Levi. So Shevet Levi do not need to look like their fathers. Because Shevet Levi, there is no taina that if the goyim enslaved you, then probably they captured the wives as well. There is no taina because they never enslaved them. That's what it means. And the Torah writes, "Valavim lemate avoysom loy hospoktu." We asked, why does the Torah need to point out that they weren't counted? Isn't it overwhelmingly obvious? Says the Sifsei Koyein, this unbelievable pshat. That's not what the Torah is telling you. I know they weren't counted. What the Torah is telling you is there was no need for them to have a specific reminder that they have a yichus following their father, because Levi were never involved in the shibud. And if they were never involved in a shibud, they don't need to look like their father. That's what it means. V'alaviim lemate avoysom loy hospoktu. They did not need a yichus. Nobody needed a proof that Shevet Levi indeed followed their father's yichus. Their only taina of the goyim was against the other tribes, because they indeed were involved in the shibud. And if they were involved in the shibud, who's to say? We don't know whether you follow the father, the mother, maybe they're really the children of Mitzrayim. So the Malach ensured that they looked exactly like the fathers, and that way the taina of the goyim was banished once and for all. But one Shevet didn't need that. Who was that? Shevet Levi. V'alevim lemate avoysom loy hospoktu b'seichem. A quite remarkable pshat of the Sifsei Kohen. A quite remarkable pshat of the Sifsei Kohen. So in summary, we saw that Shevet Levi did not take part in the Shibud. They were the tribe, they were Oisek Batera. Nonetheless, they were allowed to participate in Matan Torah. Yisroi and the Erev Rav were not, for reasons we explained. They never learned what it means to become an Eved. Shevet Levi definitely did. They absolutely knew what it was to become an Eved. They spent 200 years being Oisek Batera. But another manifestation of the fact that Levi were not involved in the Shibud, as the Sifsei Kohen points out remarkably, is that they therefore did not need to look the image of their father. Because there was no question. Nobody could possibly question the Yichus of Shevet Levi. And that's what the Torah is pointing out. The Torah is not pointing out that Shevet Levi were not counted. We know. Read the Psukim and you can see they were not counted. Rather, the Chiddush is that unlike all the other Shvatim, who were counted, lebeis avoisom, we needed a proof that they really did follow after their fathers. They were indeed biological children of their fathers. Levi didn't need that proof. V'alevim lemate avoisom loy hospoktu b'seichom. The Levim did not need to look like their fathers. There was no question about their yichus whatsoever. Absolutely dvorim nifloim of the Sifsei Kohen. And with that, I wish everybody kol tov v'hatzlacha rabbah.